Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah will discuss what happens if there is no Kohen Gadol, and how does the Rotzeach leave the Ir Miklat. So Mishnah says, Nigmar Dina below Kohen Gadol. If the Gemara Din happens at the time there is no Kohen Gadol appointed, or Hahoreg Kohen Gadol, somebody who kills a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol Shahareg, or a Kohen Gadol who himself is the murderer, or the manslaughterer, Einu Yotze Misham La'olam. He can never leave the Ir Miklat. Now, the question is, the second two cases, somebody who kills a Kohen Gadol, or a Kohen Gadol who kills, so the Rambam understands that that's talking about that, again, where they did not appoint another Kohen Gadol at the time of the Gemara Din. However, the Ritva says, in regard to the case of someone who kills a Kohen Gadol, he maintains that even if they do appoint another Kohen Gadol, since he killed a Kohen Gadol, he cannot go out. The Mishnah continues, Ve'eino Yotze, a regular scenario of a person who committed manslaughter who's in an Ir Miklat. He cannot go out, lo le'edos mitzvah, not to give testimony for a mitzvah, such as, let's say, he saw the new moon, lo le'edos mamah, nor to testify in a monetary case, lo le'edos nefashos, not in a capital case, va'afil Yisrael tzichim lo, even if Klal Yisrael needs him, va'afilu sar tzva Yisrael ki Yoav ben Tzeruya, even a general like Yoav ben Tzeruya who's needed, still, Einu Yotzim Yisham La'olam, he can never leave. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Asher Nos Shama, the place that he escaped to, referring to the Ir Miklat. Shamte Diraso, that's where he should live. Shamte Misaso, that's where he needs to die. Shamte Kvuraso, that's even where he is to be buried. Not only that, but even if, let's say, somebody dies after his Gemar Din, but before he had a chance to go into Golus, they actually take him and bury him in the Ir Miklat. Kishem Sha'ir Koletas, Mishnah says, just as the city itself can protect him, Kach Tchum HaKolet, so also the Tchum, within 2,000 Amos of the city as well, protects him. Rotzeach Sheyotze Chutz LaTchum, let's say a Rotzeach who leaves the Tchum of surrounding the Ir Miklat, Umetzo Gol Adam, and the Gol Adam, the relative, finds him. So what is the obligation, the permission of the Gol Adam? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer, he says, mitzvah biyad goal adam, it's a mitzvah for a goal adam to kill him. Rishus biyad kol adam, and for anybody else, they're allowed to kill him, but they're not obligated to. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva argues and says, rishus biyad goal adam, the goal adam is permitted to kill him, not obligated. V'chol adam ein chayav an olav, and a regular person would not be chayv misa for killing him, but they're not permitted to kill him. Now, there's actually a girsa of the Marshal, that the Chol Adam Chayav and Olav. On the contrary, anybody else would actually be Chayav for killing him. Now the Gemara points out that our Mishnah's halacha of that he can get killed for leaving the area of the Ir Miklat is only if he left on purpose. He left b'mezid, but if he left by accident, he can't be any more chamor than the halacha to begin with, which was that he killed when he killed by accident. He goes into Golus. He doesn't get killed for killing somebody inadvertently. So certainly, if he leaves inadvertently, he can't be killed. It's only if he leaves on purpose. Now the Mishnah continues and says, "What's included in the tchum? Ilan shu omein besocha tchum. If you have a tree that's standing within the tchum, v'nofo nota chutz la'tchum, but its branches are extending outside of the tchum, o omein chutz la'tchum, or the tree is standing outside the tchum, the trunk, v'nofo nota chutz la'socha tchum, and the branches extend into the tchum, hakol holech achar hanof, it all goes after wherever the nof is." Now the Gemara explains it means af achar hanof. You also include the nof, meaning to say in either direction. If the nof, if the branches are within the trum and the trunk is outside the trum, if the rotzeach is standing next to the trunk, he's still okay because of the nof. And if he's standing by the nof, which is outside the trum, but since the trunk would be inside the trum, he's also okay. Now harag ba'osair, if he killed while he's in that city of refuge itself, gola mishchun l'shchun, we send him in golas from one neighborhood in the city to another neighborhood. Uven Levi, Ben Levi who kills, and he's living in a Ir HaLevim, which is itself a Ir Miklat, gola mi'ir l'ir, we send him into golas from one Ir of Levim to another Ir of Levim.